Good afternoon, and welcome to season two of Mental Health is Sexy with Coach V from the 513. I am your host, Coach V, and this is episode 4 of season 2. Now, if you missed last episode 3, you missed that we began talking about how you can protect your mental health during the holidays. And we started off with tip number 1. So I encourage you to go back, listen to tip number 1, so that tip number 2 that we share today will make a little more sense. We know that with the holiday season, it brings about added stress, added problems, and sometimes added drama. So I want to teach you how to overcome the drama, the stress, and the problems, oftentimes before they happen, by having a plan to stay in charge of and protect your mental health before something pops off. So today's tip number 2 is simply take your leave, or get up through, or get out of Dodge. No questions asked. A lot of times we visit family and friends, whether we travel, whether we stay local, and we feel obligated to stay in an event from the beginning to the end. We feel obligated to help clean up. We feel obligated to say our goodbyes to everyone, to give kisses and hugs and exchange phone numbers and social media information. And that's all fine and dandy as long as you are in a good space mentally, emotionally, and spiritually during the event. So let's say it's not the most favorable conditions and that the conversation hasn't been gracious. And so you're irritated, you're feeling guilty, you're feeling upset, you are big bothered, big time, and you're like, why did I even come? Every time this happens, OMG, why am I here? Oh, I want to leave so bad, but I don't want to upset grandma. I want to leave so bad, but our loved one just passed. And this is the first time we've had a gathering together since our loved one has passed. So I feel like I need to stay. Or I want to leave, but they already don't like me and talk about me. And I want to be liked and I want to be loved and I want to be accepted. There are those thoughts and so many more that we let run through our head and influence us to stay in a situation that is harmful to us simply because it's the holidays and simply because we don't want to disappoint, fill in the blank. So my tip for you today is this. If you went with the best intentions to support a family function, if you went and things turned like ugly really quickly, or even if you were there for a few hours and then the mood started to change, listen to your gut. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your higher self. We all have an inner compass, an inner guide that we've been taught to ignore. So I'm telling you today to choose to be tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to your inner goddess, your inner God, your gut feeling, your higher self, your subconscious, your consciousness. Choose to be tuned in, tapped in, and turned on. And if you think you don't have that inner compass, let me help you out. You can enter a room and your gut tells you something's off. Or you hear a voice in your head that says, this ain't it, this ain't the move. Or your stomach may even start to hurt and feel like it's doing somersaults. You may immediately get a headache. You may immediately feel nauseous. Those are all nonverbal signs that we've been taught to ignore. Our inner compass, our inner radar always has a voice and lets us know when something just ain't meshing or something ain't vibing right. What happens is we're taught for so long to ignore that inner voice that the voice gets quieter and quieter and quieter. But I can assure you that voice never leaves. Sometimes it's just above a whisper and we don't hear it anymore. So because of that, or if that sounds like you, this is your confirmation, your directive on today from Coach V to practice now, to begin now with being tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to that inner voice so that that voice can get louder and louder and louder to the point that you hear it crystal clear whenever you're in danger. So if you're visiting for the holidays, you want to give your family and friends another shot. You want to show them that you're a new person and that you're showing faith that they're a new person, but you get to the event and things change, your gut, your inner voice, your higher consciousness lets you know that something ain't right. You're tired of being talked about, picked on, and made fun of, because we can tell when it's just in jest or when people taking shots at us. I'm telling you three words. Take your leave! Exclamation point. You are under no obligation to feel like you have to sit in an environment or a space that is harming your mental health. I don't care if it's Big Mama house, if it's Amy's house, if it's your spouse's relative's house, if it's your house, tell them people they got to go. Party's over. You are totally in control of the space that you choose to put yourself in and jeopardize your mental health. You're in control. So tip number two is telling you to take your leave. And if it's your house, kick them folks out. You must get to a point where your mental health is more important than anybody else's opinion, attitude, behavior, conversation. Don't worry about what they're going to say afterwards. You must take a stand and protect your mental health, especially be on guard during the holiday season. I want to implore you that when you choose to protect your mental health by taking your leave during this holiday season, do it without remorse. Do it without guilt. And do it without shame. Zero remorse, zero guilt, zero shame. I say that to you because if you decide to choose your mental health over staying in a family or friend situation, event, or holiday dinner that is not serving and supporting your mental health, sometimes people feel guilty for leaving early. Sometimes people feel ashamed because they're concerned about the judgments that may come behind them leaving early. You know how some of our people act? Oh, she thinks she too good now to stay around her own family. Or, oh, I don't know why he acting like that because I remember when. Or, oh, she can't deal with a little jokey joke. She's sensitive. He and his feelings. Again, we know by our inner compass when something is a jokey joke or when it crosses that line to be offensive and people continue to ride you. Especially if you're on a path of personal growth and healing. When people don't want to change who they are, they're going to try to pull down and negatively influence you because you're changing, elevating, and growing puts a huge spotlight on them choosing to stay stagnant. So that makes people uncomfortable. That makes people say things like, oh, you think you're too good. That makes people say things like, oh, she must have forgot where she came from. That makes people say things like, oh, he acting brand new now. I remember when he was younger, ... Take your leave without remorse, without guilt, without shame. If you choose to leave and provide an explanation to Big Mama or to Annie or to your mom or to your in-laws or to your best friend of 20 years, if you choose to provide them with an explanation for why you're leaving early, be honest. Don't create an issue with the babysitter. Don't say, oh, your stomach is hurting and you want to go home. Don't say you got to be up in the morning for work. Don't say you got to get the car back so your spouse can go into work. Be 100% authentic be 100% authentic and honest in the reason why you're taking your leave, should you feel like you want to provide an explanation. Hey, the energy is shifting. I am diligent about protecting my mental health. This ain't it for me. Thank you for inviting me. Peace out. Period, point blank. We're in a space now where there's no need to put up pretenses. There's no need to continue to protect other people's feelings and thoughts over your own. We have to be more authentic when it comes to mental health challenges. Now, notice I'm not saying you got a mental illness. What I'm saying is there are things in our day-to-day life that challenge our mental health. And the point of this podcast is to help you, all of you out there listening, to be more tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to the things that negatively and positively affect your mental health, in an effort for you to be more empowered and to reduce the negative influences, and to take a stand and be stronger in increasing the positive influences. So the more that we are aware about what things affect our mental health, and the things that affect our mental health in a negative way or a positive way, the more equipped we'll be to protect, maintain, and sustain the mental health that we have. Let that sink in for a moment. Just like if a person is on a physical health kick or a journey to improve their physical health, you see them, they're in a grocery store reading all the labels. They ain't read no labels in the 35 years of their life, but now because they've made a change to improve their physical health long term, they're reading labels. They're counting calories, they're staying away from carbs, they're reducing or eliminating dairy, they're not eating after 8 p.m., they're drinking more water. But the moral is they're more aware of the things that either have a positive or negative impact on their physical health. The point of this podcast is to help you to be more aware of the things that have a positive or negative effect on your mental health. And again, with the holiday season fastly approaching, there will be holiday dinners and gatherings in spite of COVID-19. So just like we're going to be more mindful and wear masks and have sanitizer out and wash our hands and cough into our elbows and stay 6 feet apart so that we can still socially distance while enjoying the holidays, I want you to add into your arsenal the increased ability to be aware of what positively and negatively is affecting your mental health. So if you're in a space and you get there happy and jolly, but then your mood changes, and nothing specifically happened with you, but the energy in the room is changing, that particular family member is clowning, something's happening to bring your mood down, your mental health is being negatively affected. And if it's something that you can't correct or get away from, take your leave. Hey, Grandma, thanks for having me. This was cool. You put your foot in a sweet potato pie as usual. However, things are changing at this event. I'm on a journey to protect my mental health, so I'm about to roll out. Period. Stand in your truth. Stand in your authentic feeling in supporting your mental health. Because the more conversations and the more attention we bring to paying attention to and supporting our mental health, the more normalized these conversations will be. Now, something you consistently heard me say in the past few minutes is if you choose to provide an explanation. If you choose to explain why you're leaving the event early, if you feel the need to just let mama know, because it's a choice. You do not owe an explanation for you protecting yourself to anyone. So that's why I kept emphasizing if you choose to provide an explanation. Because I want you listening to understand that it is your choice and it is your right to just leave. You're not obligated to answer or to explain yourself or your decision or your choices to anyone, especially when it comes to taking charge of protecting and maintaining your mental health. If you can't tell, I'm passionate about this topic. I'm passionate. I hope you hear it through my words, through my tonality, through my inflections. And I wish you could see my face because I'm a very expressive woman. But I want to communicate to you as best as possible how important it is to begin to take a stand and to take charge of your mental health. And I want you to hear my voice and hear my words and understand that you're empowered to do this and many, many more things around your mental health without medication. It's just a matter of shifting your thought process and increasing your awareness around the things that negatively and positively affect your mental health. If you choose to leave an event and you do not want to explain yourself, then don't, just leave. And don't feel obligated when the phone starts ringing or the text messages start coming through or the DMs start coming on social media to explain yourself then either. Again, if you choose to, then you choose to. Not because you're feeling guilty, not because you're feeling ashamed, and not because you're remorseful because you left in order to protect your mental health. I want you to also, when you take your leave, to practice not being concerned about what may have been said about you after you left. Here's what I mean. Sometimes we practice taking a stand to protect ourselves, whether it's physically, whether it's financially, in this case, we're talking mentally. And in our taking our stand, we can also be worried or concerned or anxious about what people are saying about us for taking a stand to protect ourselves. It's human nature. There's nothing wrong with you if you're the person listening to this and you are overly concerned and worried about what someone's going to say once you advocate for yourself. If I'm talking to you, I want you to know that you have the power and the ability and the God-given right to take a stand and protect your mental health and choose not to be worried about what he said and she said about you after you left. I mean, if you're going to worry about it, just stay. Just stay and endure the negative effect on your mental health. At least then you won't have to worry about what people are saying about you, right? But then you have to worry about the guilt and the shame and the remorse that more than likely will creep up because you once again let yourself down. You once again did not value yourself enough to put you first. It's time. It's time now for all of us to renew our mind, take charge of our mental health, and take a stand to protect, improve, maintain, and sustain our mental health. It's time to no longer be embarrassed to have these conversations. It's time to no longer feel guilty or ashamed for not wanting to be around a particular energy or a particular person. It's time for us to no longer feel fake and phony because we just don't vibe with this group of people anymore. So we just not gonna go. It's time for us to stop doing things with people just because we want to be liked or we don't want them to talk about us. So even though I really don't want to go, even though I really have completed this work and I'm still completing this work on myself to be a better person, so I no longer enjoy doing some of the things I used to do because they challenge my mental health, it's not cool to pretend and be fake and phony to ourselves anymore and say, yes, even though all these things are true, I'm still going to hang out with these people because I want them to like me. Even though I know they're going to be watching things on TV or listening to a particular type of music or having a particular conversation that no longer serves me, and I know that, I'm still going to go hang out with them because I want to be liked. I'm still going to go break bread with them and exchange fruitcakes and peanut brittle because it's the holiday season. I implore you right now, if you hear my voice, to stop the madness. I speak life into you and strength into you so that you are able to take your stand this holiday season and take your leave should you feel the need, as you are mingling and exchanging gifts and breaking bread with family and friends. You are fully capable of taking your leave without remorse, guilt, or shame. You are fully capable of taking a dramatic stand to support, protect, and maintain your own mental health and not worry about what was being said about you behind your back after you left. You are perfectly capable. And if you ever forget that, I want you to come back to this episode and listen to this podcast again. You are fully capable of standing up to any family member or close friend if your mental health is threatened. And if they laugh at you, if they call you an illness, meaning you bipolar, you crazy, you paranoid, if they call you an illness, then you know that they're really not your friend, or if they're family, that they really don't have your best interest at heart. And here's what I mean when I say if they call you an illness. When people have cancer, how do we refer to them? Do we refer to our dear loved one and say, you cancer? Or do we say, you have cancer? If someone we know that's dear to us has AIDS, do we call them an aid? Or do we say, you have AIDS? You have HIV? You have breast cancer? In this moment, I want to give a big shout out to all of the breast cancer warriors that are listening to this podcast today. And I also want to send big up hugs and kisses, condolences, love, and rest in peace and power to our loved ones who have transitioned and they fought the good fight against breast cancer and now they're able to rest. I want to give a shout out and big love and hugs to all of you. So going back to the point I was making, when people have an illness, any other illness or disease, we speak as if they have that. They have cancer. They have AIDS. Not they are cancer and they are AIDS. However, when we talk about mental health, specifically mental illnesses, we're not taught to speak that way. We're taught to weaponize the words and say, you bipolar. You crazy. Get your depressed behind out of my face. But we never say that to people with cancer or high blood pressure or AIDS or hepatitis. We never refer or have conversations with people like that. But we'll do it quickly when we're talking about mental illness. Just like a person isn't cancer, they have cancer. A person isn't bipolar, they have bipolar disorder. We must be more sensitive to how we label one another. Just like a person has AIDS or has HIV, they're not AIDS and they're not HIV. Let's stop saying a person is depressed. You have depression. Here's my reasoning on this. If I tell you enough that you are something, then you are. Versus if I tell you that you're experiencing something or that you have something. In some ironic fashion, it makes it seem like it's something that's detached versus something that I am. So for something that's detached, that may give me hope in releasing that particular thing. Versus if you keep telling me that's what I am, I'm going to continue to think, even on a subconscious level, that that thing is a part of me. Therefore, it's going to be harder for me to overcome. Y'all feel me out there? Does that make sense? So in addition to being more mindful and more bold about protecting our mental health this holiday season, I would love to challenge all of you to be more mindful of how you speak about or refer to people who may have been diagnosed with a mental illness. She has depression. She's experiencing depression. Not she depressed. Like, it's a very simple verbal tweak, but I think we can do it. And again, the more that we normalize these conversations, the easier it will be for you at the next holiday gathering to take your leave. The easier it'll be for you to say, I am protecting my mental health this year, so I will not be in attendance. Or, I am protecting my mental health this year, so because so-and-so cutting up and they throwing bottles and this is what's going on, or because grandma won't get off of me teasing me about my weight gain, or my mom won't get off my back because she's unhappy since my dad's unhappy and she blames me for his leaving, etc., etc., etc. There's so much work to be done to heal from the type of language and conversation that we put on one another. So take your leave, whether you feel obligated to offer an explanation or not. Take your leave without remorse, without guilt, or without shame, and without being concerned about what may have been said about you after you left. Speak about how important mental health awareness is to you. Speak about how important it is to be a voice and an advocate, not only for yourself, but for the voiceless. Speak about how important it is to empower other people to take charge of their mental health without medication. Think about the wave across humanity that can make. Think about how many more people will normalize the conversation about mental health. And so more and more people will jump on and be just as supportive of supporting mental health as they are if someone is walking with a cane or a crutch. We usually run to open a door for them. We usually run to help them with their bags, to help them up and down steps, because we've been trained to be empathetic to physical conditions far more than we've been trained to be empathetic to mental conditions. And with this podcast, it's my hope that I'm doing my piece to push the universe forward in changing that mentality. So again, if you missed episode 3 of this season, you missed step number 1 or tip number 1 that I gave into how you can protect your mental health during the holidays by saying no thank you. So if you want to know specifically what no thank you is and how it can be used, please go back and listen to episode 3. Today in episode 4, we cover tip number 2 about take your leave with no remorse, no guilt, no shame, no explanation, and without being concerned about what they had to say about you when you left. If you have any questions or comments or topic ideas, please feel free to email me or to send me a message from the website at www.coachvmp.com. When you send a message on the website, it emails me. So that's why I got tongue twisted. And let me know again your thoughts, your comments about this podcast, any topic ideas that you may have, or if you just want me to give you a shout out on a future episode, I'll be happy to do so. Please make sure to share this podcast amongst your circle, your family, your friends, your organizations, because there are not enough mental health podcasts out here, and specifically with podcast hosts that are in the people of color group, such as myself. So please share this podcast, play it at work, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your family, and let me know what you think. I love to hear from you. I invite you to connect with me on social media, on Instagram at Coach VMP, V is spelled V-E-E, Coach VMP, and also check out my YouTube channel, Coach V Mental Health and Healing Coach. My YouTube channel, of course, is dedicated to mental health and healing without medication, so you'll see a variety of things on my YouTube channel, and you'll get to see my face. My new endeavor on my YouTube channel is my mental health mukbangs, where I have a candid conversation about mental health while enjoying a meal. So yes, I'm smacking your ear, I'm chewing, I'm being polite as possible while talking about trending topics around mental health. So whether they're local, whether they're personal, whether they're celebrity, I'm just giving a different spin on the other reporting by putting a mental health perspective on it. So I invite you to check out me on those platforms. The next episode, episode 5 of this podcast, we'll be sharing tip number 3 on how you can protect your mental health during these holidays. I haven't decided if that's going to be the third and final tip or if I'm going to do 5 tips in total, but I just want to give you all listening just a little ideas or feedback on how you can choose and exercise your right to protect your mental health during the holidays. So make sure that you have followed this podcast, and you will find out by the next episode if that's going to be the third and final tip or if I'm going to do 5 tips in total. I really haven't decided yet. Thank you so, 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 so very much for giving me 30 minutes to convince you just how sexy mental health is. I will see you in the next episode. Be blessed.